Good morning and welcome back, everybody. It is Friday, August 21st. This is your host, Darian Phillips. And as always, it is an absolute pleasure to have you join us on today's episode of the 5 Minute Drill, brought to you by F5 Media. And to kick things off on this fine Friday morning, we are going to do our weekly checkup on unemployment numbers. Last week brought us an increase in the number of new applications for unemployment benefits, following a series of declines and marking another sign that the labor market's recovery is beginning to cool off, listeners. It is also important to note that the report followed others from the government and private firms, which showed that job gains slowed in July and total job postings fell this week for the first time since April. That said, investors were relatively unfazed by this less than favorable news, as all major U.S. indexes finished out the trading day in the green, and the gains came in large part from tech stocks, per usual, with shares of Apple, Facebook, and Microsoft all rising more than 2%. And for our second story on the day, we are going to transition from markets over to the private sector, where we've got some updates on ride sharing in California. As of yesterday, both Uber and Lyft received semi-good news and found out that they will be able to continue conducting business as usual in California, at least for the time being. The court's decision followed a flurry of public messaging by the companies earlier Thursday, capping a week of threats that would shutter their services in California if the courts compelled them to reclassify their workers as employees. Now, to slow down a second and to give you some context, listeners, Lyft posted an announcement on its website Thursday morning saying it would halt its business in California as of midnight if they were forced to classify workers as employees, and Uber did something similar as well. Put up what appeared to be a placeholder post on its site with the heading, quote, important information about California ride-sharing shutdown, which it later removed. Regardless, moving forward, the two companies can continue to operate while they fight high-stakes legal battles with their home state. And as always, we will make sure to keep you updated as we find out more. And our third story on the day continues this legal trend that we have going on right now and has to do with Bayer's recent settlement. As of yesterday, the company said it will pay $1.6 billion to settle claims that its birth control device, Esure, causes serious health conditions, marking the latest in a string of settlements by the German company to resolve litigation it faces in the U.S. Prior to the settlement, nearly 39,000 women had either sued Bayer themselves or hired lawyers over their use of Esure. Sure, but Bayer has already reached deals with 90% of those plaintiffs and stopped selling Esure in the U.S. back in 2018. And for our fourth story on the day, we've got an update from the sports world surrounding plans for next year's Super Bowl. And no, this is not Up5 Media's projections for who will be playing or who is going to win or what team has the best odds. It's just pertaining to what we've heard from CBS and their commercial plans for this year's Super Bowl. As of now, it sounds like they are asking for a whopping $5.5 million for just a 30-second spot. Oh, and on top of the $5.5 million, CBS will also be requiring advertisers in the Super Bowl telecast to appear in the game's online stream at an additional cost of roughly $200,000, according to experts familiar with the matter. However, ad buyers are asking for a way out of their Super Bowl commitments, listeners, if the coronavirus forces the NFL to halt the coming season or otherwise not play its championship game. And at this point, it sounds like there may be no plan B for CBS, so it'll be interesting to see how this one plays out. And before we head out for the weekend, we are going to wrap things up with some huge coronavirus vaccine news. Yesterday, Johnson & Johnson released its plan to launch what could be the largest clinical trial of a coronavirus vaccine by late September, enlisting up to 60,000 people across the world to test whether its experimental shot safely protects from COVID-19. At this point, it is unclear why J&J is planning a much bigger late-stage trial than other companies, but when asked about the matter, a J&J spokesperson said the company wants to, quote, enroll a robust number of participants who are representative of those populations affected by COVID-19 and to determine the safety, efficacy, durability, and optimal dosing regimens of the vaccine. Regardless, let's hope for the best, people. But anyways, it looks like we are just about out of time. So enjoy your weekend, listeners, and we look forward to catching you bright and early Monday morning as we continue our journey to redefine how you experience news.